Tom Lee, Grace Note in a Hard World is a one-act play by Camilla Carr starring Ray Baker and Morgana Shaw. There will be two performances at the Philanthropy Theater. One is tonight at 7 p.m., followed by another performance tomorrow at 3 p.m. Based on the book Tom Lee, An Oral History by Adair Margo, the performance focuses on Lee's early life as the mayor's son, his studies at the Art Institute of Chicago, his marriage to fellow art student Nancy Taylor, and later his marriage to his beloved Sarah Lee. Here to tell us more about it is Adair Margo from the Tom Lee Institute, Camilla Carr, and Ray Baker. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
So, Adair, I warned you that we would start with you. What is it about Tom Lee that inspired you to start this institute, write a book, and continue his legacy on?
Well, he made a real difference in my life, but also I'm a native of El Paso. I love the place where we live, and I also know that a lot of people don't know it. They've never been here. Tom Lee was a native who achieved great heights in many media, as an illustrator, as a
painter,
muralist,
a writer,
all of it. And he always stayed here. He went to Chicago to be educated, as Ray will tell us in the play, but he always found his nourishment in this place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think we forget that we have nourishment, or we never know that we have nourishment all around us. So by exploring him, and I found it to be true, all these students who are now studying him or beginning to look at our mountain and seeing how it's stark against the sky, and just the words he used about our place and the stories that he shared about other El Pasoans and the cultures that have made us up. It's very valuable, not just for this community to know ourselves, but for other people to know us.
It's incredible what you're doing. And you're right. I mean, you look at his work and it does make you think, that is here. That is here. It is us.
Right. And he does it in a universal way. So it speaks to everybody about man's place. He always loved the concept of the Sung School in China, where it's earth and sky and man is very small in a vast and wondrous world. And we live in that kind of place with this space. So it's universal, what he tells us.
So you wrote a book, an oral history about him.
I recorded his oral history and worked with UTEP, actually, to turn it into a book.
How much time did you spend with him?
Well, I know my grandmother went to high school with him, but on that book, I spent, I believe it was 6 months, and I would go over and spend a couple of hours every Saturday. But after that, after it became a book, I gotten addicted to him. So I continued going every week to have a drink. I changed it from Saturday afternoon to a Monday evening so where we could have a cocktail.
Nice.
And I'd sit with him and Sarah, his wife, in his study on Savannah Street. And I just cherish all that time I got to spend with them.
So it's written in a book and now in a one-act play that Camilla wrote and Ray gets to act in. How was that experience for you, Camilla, turning that book into a play? And did you have interactions with Tom Lee prior to Adair's book?
No, but I had plenty afterwards because there are lots of people in El Paso who knew Tom Lee. And that, of course, is invaluable. In a way, I had the very same experience in writing my Betty Davis play. Mm-hmm. I met people all over Los Angeles who, you know, just the least little thing, and they would say, oh, I knew Betty Davis, or she was my patient. At my doctor, she was his patient. And the other day, I was having a massage, and people ask you, what are you doing? Oh, I'm writing a play about Tom Lee. It's going to be presented at the Philanthropy Theater. And he said, I love Tom Lee. I worked on him for 22 years. And
what
so
a small world
that's,
you live in.
That's what we talked about for the rest of that time. And it's very enlightening to meet people who really knew him and have such an admiration for his work. The thing that I'm always impressed with is how far his work has reached.
Mm-hmm.
It is international. It goes all over the world, and it covers the world, and it covers different time frames. And so that, for me, is very inspiring. Of course, I had Adair's wonderful book, The Oral History. This is in his very words, and I'm so grateful that I had his words to use. And it's interesting sometimes how he uses language. I just love it. I love it. I love the fact that he was here, that he went away. And when he went away, it was by a very fortuitous happening. A friend had a friend visiting from Chicago, and she suggested that his work be seen by this lady who was just passing through. He never even met the lady, but the woman saw his work and said he needs to study with John Norton at the Chicago Art Institute. And the only reason he got to go there is because his father was a Rough Rider, and John Norton was a Rough Rider, and so he let him go.
These coincidences keep tying themselves in there. What about for you, Ray? What is the most interesting thing you learned about Tom Lee playing him?
So much. I read Adair's book. In fact, I've read it twice. I read it the first time when we did the play the first time, and just read it before we started rehearsals this time. There's so many things, interesting things about it, and I was thinking back over my career, and I think this is the first time I have played an actual person who used to live. And one thing that the book makes clear is how humble he was. And in fact, a lot of the lines in the play, he's just praising the people who helped him out and helped him get started. He really never forgot any of their names or where they lived, or any knew everything about them, and was always so grateful. And what a nice quality, because he was incredibly talented, and he could have gotten a swelled head from that, you know.
But not so much.
Not so much, no.
And through this, we get to learn about Nancy Lee. So I know Sarah because of the painting, the iconic painting, and if I had $5 million, I would own it. But Nancy, this is probably the first time we get a nice insight into who Nancy was and their life together. Can you tell us a little bit about their love story?
Well, she was a girl from Terre Haute, Indiana, whom he saw the first year he went to the Art Institute of Chicago and asked her out the second year. She loved poetry. She was very literary. And they married. They eloped to Waukegan, but they got married and went to Europe together. And then they moved to Santa Fe, and she would keep journals. And, you know, just the way she described things is so absolutely extraordinary. Even the difference of the environment in the Midwest with the multiplicity of things, overlapping leaves and paths through grasses. And then you come out here to this stark place where she said the variety comes by the cast of light on big, simple shapes, meaning our mountains. Mm-hmm. So it's really, and she died at age 29. She got appendicitis in Santa Fe and died in El Paso in 1936. She's buried out at Evergreen Cemetery.
Just a short life together.
She was 29. But Tom, at the end, when she died, he compiled her journals with Carl Herzog, a book designer from El Paso, printed 25 copies to give to her friends. So the only people who have known Nancy were the people who received one of those 25 copies. I didn't even, with Tom, he talked to her about her to me, he said for the first time since he brought it up.
Yeah, this is really the first time we see her or learn about her.
Right. But this book we're bringing back this year, the Tom Lee Institute is republishing. We're doing 25 very special copies.
Wow.
And then there'll be another edition later on that'll be about 250 copies. Camilla has her actress, Morgana Shaw. That will be added this year. Tom's so rich, you can always add something the next year. And so this year, it is a one-act play still. But Morgana will read from the notebook of Nancy Lee afterwards, both here and in Galveston, Texas.
And Morgana's pretty special.
Well, she's certainly very special. She's one of the co-stars of the television series Salem that starts, its third season on November the 2nd. And she's also the star of my Betty Davis play.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to say about Nancy Lee is that there is a tremendously beautiful exhibit of her life, her words, and pictures of her in the museum that's right across the street from you right now over at the university.
At the Centennial,
yes. It's one of the best exhibits I've ever seen. It's absolutely exciting to go in and see something like that, to be writing about someone and then get to see not one picture of them, but a multitude of pictures, and her words are, you've chosen their words, Adair, so beautifully what goes with each of those pictures.
Actually, a young woman working with Maribel Villalba, a student, did that. And she, just like this, the interns at our at the Tomley Institute, she just was, they're all on fire for Nancy.
Oh, it's great.
She's gorgeous. I mean, you see, so you see her
beautiful.
And her fashion sense. I mean, can we talk about this? She's got these beautiful hats.
Oh, yeah.
This just a way of dress. She had a presence about her for being so young. She was present.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to add something about Mr. Lee Sr. He had a brother who wanted to be an artist, and their dad wouldn't let him be an artist, and he wasn't going to let that happen to his son. He was not going to let anything stand in the way of Tom Lee getting to go to Chicago and getting to achieve his life dream, which I thought was incredibly progressive for a man of that era.
It's progressive even now for parents to be very fully behind one of their children wanting to do anything creative. It's a struggle, you know? I mean, they think, oh, my gosh, what is going to happen? What are they going to do with themselves?
Yeah.
And here we have a perfect example in somebody like Tom Lee who just made it happen as a painter, as a muralist, as a, I guess, was it photojournalist, but illustrator more?
Well, he documented World War II.
Yes.
And he wrote a lot. He wanted to write more of the captions for those pictures because he wanted them to be narratives. He really wanted to tell the real story. And then, of course, he wrote novels and he illustrated his books. He didn't just write, he illustrated them because it was all part of the same cloth to him. He used what he needed to express what he had to say.
So have you been in rehearsals with Morgana?
Yeah, a lot, a couple of weeks now. Yeah, and she's great. She's great to work with, and she's a real spark plug. She's a lot of fun. And I got to kiss her a couple times.
Oh, hey there.
So that's nice.
That can't be too bad, right? It's work.
That's right. That's right.
Never, ever thought of one other person but Ray to come and play Tom Lee. I just knew that he could pull this off.
And he does.
And he does.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Well, it's all the Broadway experience.
And Adair, how did you arrive at Camilla to write this?
Well, Camilla, I have known her, what do you all call each other?
Comandante Amante.
Her Comandante Amante. I have known James McGee for 30 years. And then you had this beautiful woman, this gifted, talented playwright come into his life.
His, James.
And so, you know, when we meet people like that, we put them to work. And my mother, I want to mention my mother, because I've shared the oral history with Camilla, and she thought it was as rich as Ray as you did. And we knew she could do it. And so my mother was the one who commissioned Camilla to write the initial play.
Well, as I said and have said many times, if it were not for Adair and her mother, there would be no Tom Lee play.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, it is.
And my mother, Betty Ruth Haley, she is part of a group here called Comadres, who are old El Pasoans. It's been wonderful. She's 88 years old. In the past few days, she's been on the phone inviting her friends to come as her guest to the Sunday matinee. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about that. So the comadres will be there, but we can also get our tickets. There's a show tonight at 7, mm-hmm. and then one tomorrow at 3.
Right.
They can call Ticketmaster, or they can call the Tom Lee Institute.
Okay.
They can get it through Ticketmaster.
Or they can go straight to the box office
yes.
of the Plaza Theater. The Philanthropy is just inside the plaza. They can get their tickets there.
Absolutely. Right.
Any parting words before we seal this interview? I'm so excited about this situation.
Yes, I look forward to this being a three-act play.
Oh, here we go. Call the comadres, Adair. I think they
there are many other stories that are woven into.
There are so many other stories about Tom Lee, his year as not the war correspondent, but the artist for World War II, where he traveled all over the world making pictures, and then his life with Nancy.
With Sarah Lee, whom everybody became a very prominent woman in her own right, the first woman who was on a bank board here, and you know, the YWCA has a building named after her. So she was a very beloved figure.
She's the one we know. I know Sarah
girl from
more
Monticello,
than all of them,
Illinois.
I think. Yes.
Another Midwestern girl.
Oh, I love how Tom Lee approached these women. I mean, he didn't waste any time proposing.
That's right.
That's true. He met them and married them.
Right.
I know.
Mm-hmm. He knew what he wanted.
He knew. he said himself, I have good instincts. And I hope you won't be too stunned, but I'd like to marry you.
And that was on their first date.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, on that note, we invite you all to check out Tom Lee, Grace Note in a Hard World. It's a one-act play that's being performed tonight and tomorrow at the Philanthropy Theater. I'd like to thank my guests, Adair, Camilla, and Rick. Break a leg.
Thanks.
Thank you all so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.